Okay, so my name is Josefina Rodriguez. I am recording an interview with
Veronica Renteria
from
Harlingen, Texas.
The date is September the 9th, 2023, and we're conducting this interview at the Jones E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M Kingsville University as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. First off, I'd like to start off with, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales, for myself or for my family?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay. It's like a Christmas is, when you think Christmas, you think tamales. It's a Hispanic tradition of having a feast over different variety of tamales.
So, that being said, you have any special memories you'd like to share?
Growing up, my grandma, my whole family, gatherings in the same kitchen, putting them together.
And do you guys have any days where you like specifically make them for?
Yes, they would start preparing on the 24th of December to be enjoyed on Christmas Eve that night.
And is there someone in particular that you do make tamales with?
I made tamales once,
and I liked them.
And it were, because he is a bologna freak, so nobody's ever made bologna tamales. So I made the chicken for myself and our children, but for him, I made a dozen of tamales.
A different flavor.
Which is 12 tamales, not 12 dozens, but 12 tamales of bologna, filled with bologna.
So you guys do like different kind of tamales?
Yes.
What kind of varieties do you do aside from chicken?
We do the chicken, the pork, the beans, the chicharron and salsa, and some even turkey.
I've never heard of that before.
And everywhere you go, they're all different and they're all good.
Have you guys tried any out there yet? Is there
no, that's what we came for. We came just for that, but it said 10 to something, and now they said 11, so I guess it'll be a while.
And are you the one that prepares them yourself, or
yes,
do you have them, everyone with you?
Everybody.
Like everyone?
Everybody puts their hands in. We do the main cooking of the meats, but the smearing of the masa on the leaf and fill with the filler, just about everybody, the whole family gathers and do their tamales.
And what kind of ingredients do you use? Where do you get them from?
You just buy the ingredients at your local supermarket and prepare the meats. And then you go to a tortilleria and get the masa, and you prepare that.
Do you have any particular kind of tools that you use when it comes to making the masa?
Your hands, bare hands, pretty much.
Everything's just pure hands?
Pure hands.
Nice. If you were to purchase them rather than make them yourselves, is there somewhere in particular that you'd get them from?
Yes. There's a friend of mine that makes tamales, and if I have to buy them from anybody, it would be from her.
Oh, Erica.
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 Is there a specific reason on why?
It's just very authentic taste. We cook our tamales, my grandma, my mom, everybody, my aunts and uncles, they would cook their tamales on the stovetop. Well, this particular friend, she cooks them outside in a hole. She digs a hole, she puts
El pozo,
they call it, and she puts sheet metal, and then she puts fire, and then she puts the pot there, and then covers it with dirt. Covers the pot in dirt with fire underneath.
But it's got a cover over to warm.
Yeah, it's got another sheet metal on top, and then they put dirt on top. After so many hours, she pulls out the pot, removes the dirt, removes the sheet metal, removes the pot, and it's just got a very
a different
distinguished
flavor.
Taste. You know they were not cooked on your normal stovetop.
That is really interesting.
That's why I want to know what the javalines have in their...
I want to know too.
Yeah.
So bad. When it comes to you serving tamales, do you serve them with anything specific?
Right. Yes. We serve the tamales with a side of salad, a little side salad, charro beans and rice, Spanish rice.
Sounds good. I'm getting hungry.
That's one that I like. You have the tamale. You're gonna make a sandwich, mayonnaise, and put the tamale
on a bread.
I love that.
A tamale sandwich.
But with mayonnaise. Oh, that's.
How long like have that. You been doing that for?
For years.
So it's just something, it has a good taste?
Yeah, it has a good taste.
It all depends on the person.
Then tamal, reheated tamal. It's just, yeah.
Crunchy.
You do it on a skillet the next day. Of course, you put them in the fridge and the party's over the next day for breakfast. You put the tamale in the skillet and it gets crunchy.
Yeah, a little crunchy.
It just gets a little different crunchy taste. And it's more concentrated on the flavors because it's sat there for so many hours already.
And I know aside from the bologna tamales, is there any specific favorite kind that you have? Even though if you do or don't make it.
Okay, mine would be chicken.
Why?
Chicken, and it would have to be white meat. White meat chicken.
Have a particular taste to it?
It has a very different, less fat, and the dark meat has a very certain taste that when you steam the tamales for so many hours, that particular taste gets a little stronger, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer my tamales, chicken tamales. I mean, I'll eat whatever, you know, but if I'm making them, I would definitely make them with all the white meat and a chicken.
And
shredded and prepped, you know, you have to put all your ingredients on that chicken. It's a chicken guisado.
Yeah.
Then you add it to the tamales.
Is there any unusual ones you've ever seen? Maybe you probably wouldn't even try it.
Yes. I would never try the deer.
Oh, you're talking about the black Angus.
No,
she's not really a deer type.
I don't like deer.
Something it's, you probably wouldn't eat.
I would never. Yeah, I've actually gone to some parties that I just
black
I'll
Angus.
Eat the sides, the rice, the beans, and salad and whatnot, dessert. But I would not. I just knowing that it's that I won't.
Me absolutely either. And if anything else, was there any other stories you'd like to share today?
No.
When I try a certain tamale and the flavor's a little different, I said maybe need salt, maybe a little bit pepper, but we're all different. I like to mix it with barbecue sauce.
Barbecue.
It gives it another natural, you know, another taste. You're like, okay, barbecue, but at the same time eating tamale, you know, something a little different. But it's nice when you
like it with the sauce, like the dipping sauce?
Oh, well, she makes her own barbecue sauce, and that's what I like to mix it with my sandwiches. If it's rice, white rice, or the brown rice, Mexican rice, or if it's beans, I like to pour, maybe that's,
you put sauce on
that's what I like. I like barbecue sauce, that's why.
And you make homemade one?
Homemade barbecue sauce? Yes.
You do. How does that work?
We do catering.
Oh, okay.
Yes, barbecue catering, so.
And then it just goes along with the tamales and everything else?
Yeah.
Within? And this is tradition you guys do?
Tradition, correct.
It's really nice. Any other things you'd like to talk about?
I don't think so. Well, I hope this helps.